CLTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka Ambe. First, the main points. The extension of the term of office of members of the National Assembly has preoccupied cabinet members who met in an emergency meeting today under the chair of Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Gute. The Prime Minister of France, Gabriel Attal, resigns, but President Emmanuel Macron pleads with him to stay on a little longer for a smooth transition after the parliamentary elections. And in sports, Cameroon bags home 22 medals to win the African Nambudo Championship for the fifth time. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Gute, has chaired an emergency cabinet meeting in Yaoundé today. The session, convened on instruction of the head of state, was aimed at examining the socio-political situation in the country, with emphasis on the organization of elections next year and the mandates of elective officials in Cameroon. Government ministers equally deliberated on an eventual response on the extension of the mandate of municipal councillors. The chairman of the Social Democratic Front Party, the SDF, has expressed the wish for the organization of a special session of parliament to discuss issues relating to the production of national identity cards in Cameroon. Honorable Joshua Osi Nambangi was speaking during a press conference this afternoon, where he reiterated that the cost of the stamp duty is expensive. He also emphasized that the Social Democratic Front condemns the move to extend the mandate of National Assembly representative, saying that it violates the good democratic practice. It was the first press conference that the party chairman was organizing since his election on October 29, 2024. Two memoranda of understanding have been signed today in Yaoundé between the Rice Value Chain Development Project and the Institute of Agricultural Research for Development, with the goal to support the production of 9 tons of pre-basic seeds of adapted rice varieties. The documents were signed in the presence of the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe, who in his remarks saluted international cooperation in the support of government initiatives aimed at promoting the emergence of the seed subsector in Cameroon. And onto this press release, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Chancellor of Academic Orders, informs the public and the university community that he will chair the Conference of Heads of University Establishments, CHUE, on Thursday, 11th of July, 2024, as from 9 a.m. at the Amphitheater 200 of the National Advanced School of Engineering of the University of Yaoundé 1. And this press release has been signed by Professor Jacques Famdongo, Minister of Higher Education. Another press release, the chairman of the National Anti-Corruption Commission, the Reverend Dr. Dieudonné Massigams, informs the general public that the 8th edition of the African Anti-Corruption Day will be celebrated on the 11th of July 2024 on the theme Effective Whistleblower Protection Mechanisms, a Critical Tool in the Fight Against Corruption. On this occasion, CONAC will organize a series of activities from the 9th to the 11th of July 2024 in Bertoua, focusing on the prevention and repression of acts of corruption. These activities will feature a training workshop on the following themes: corruption in the public contract sector, protecting whistleblowers, and leadership as a tool for behavioral change. There will also be a sensitization walk in the streets of Bertoua on the 11th of July 2024 to raise awareness on the anti-corruption drive. And this last press release, the Minister of Finance reminds all taxpayers in the public and private sectors that in application of the provisions of Law No. 2023/019 of December 19, 2023, enacting the finance law of the Republic of Cameroon for the 2024 financial year, certificates of taxes withheld at source and certificates of payment of windscreen licenses are issued exclusively online from the information technology system of the tax administration to ensure the successful implementation of this reform, which has been in the generalization phase since March 18, 2024. Training have been progressively provided to taxpayers and the various user manuals regularly published by the tax authorities. Considering the level of dissemination of the reform, the Minister of Finance reminds all withholding taxpayers that the final deadline for filing withholding tax returns via the e-billing platform is July 10th, 2024. Above this deadline, it will be impossible to manually file monthly withholding tax returns on the Harmony platform. Similarly, taxpayers who have been subject to withholding will no longer be able to manually offset the deductions on their monthly tax returns. The Minister of Finance therefore informs taxpayers that a help desk accessible via the Directorate General of Taxation website www.impo.cm and a direct assistance at their competent tax offices are available to ease the fulfillment of this legal obligation. The Minister of Finance counts on the compliance of all. Signed, the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motasi. And we take you out of Cameroon, where French Prime Minister Gabriel Attal has resigned, but President Emmanuel Macron has asked the PM to stay in the role for the moment so as to ensure stability after the election. This comes after yesterday's second round parliamentary election that dealt a blow to the far-right national rally, but leaves no party with a majority, keeping the country in a deadlock. The national rally of Marine Le Pen has been pushed to third place behind a hastily assembled left-wing alliance and Macron's centrist party. And in sports, the Nanboda team of Cameroon has been crowned five-time African Nanboda champions. The event took place over the weekend at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex, where they grabbed a total of 22 medals, 20 in gold and 2 silver. Senegal came second with 11 medals, 2 in gold, 7 silver and 2 bronze. Sports and Physical Education Minister Professor Narcisse Muele-Kumbi closed the ceremony that saw the participation of 12 countries. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Cabinet members in Cameroon have been deliberating on the socio-political situation in the country in view of the extension of the term of office of elected officials in 2025. This was within the framework of an emergency cabinet meeting convened by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, on the instructions of the President of the Republic. Star Building correspondent Christian Chatham reports.
The socio-political situation in Cameroon for the coming year will be marked by the end of the mandates of elected officials, namely MPs, regional councillors, municipal councillors, and the President of the Republic. This means, normally, four different elections should be organized in the country in 2025. The emergency cabinet meeting was organized to examine the electoral calendar and put events in perspective. In his opening remarks, the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, said organizing the four elections within the current context of budgetary constraints, both on the national and international scenes, will be an uphill task for Cameroon, given the logistics and funds needed. In the course of the cabinet meeting, which lasted 50 minutes, members of cabinet examined the legal provisions for the extension of the mandates of elected officials as outlined in the constitution and in the electoral code. The Prime Minister of Government, Joseph Dangote, underscored that the extension of mandates of elected officials is previewed in the two documents when the circumstances warrant. The Prime Minister said it is in this spirit that the President of the Republic has consulted competent institutions to initiate the process for prolonging the mandates of municipal councillors and MPs. Concerning the particular case of municipal councillors whose mandates are supposed to end on the 18th of February 2025, Joseph Dangote and members of cabinet during the emergency meeting deliberated on the government's response to any solicitation concerning the extension of their mandates. Christian Cheadam, CRTV, The Star Building.
Members of the National Assembly have, in their greater majority, welcomed the bill from the President of the Republic requesting the extension of their term of office by 1 year. According to some of the MPs, the extension is to give room for the organization of credible elections in Cameroon in 2025 and 2026, since it will be extremely difficult to successfully organize four elections in 2025 alone. Tekejiros completes that story.
Going by Honorable Njume Peter of the Indian constituency in the Southwest region, the bid to extend the term of office of members of the National Assembly is a wise decision intended to allow ELECAM to organize very credible elections whose results must be accepted by all political actors. the member of the National Assembly, also believes that legal constraints that come with each election warrant the postponement of the legislative election to clear the way for the major election in Cameroon expected by all in 2025.
When the elections are organized, you cannot put out litigations. And some of these cases are in court may take a long time. And while they are still in court, you start announcing the other elections. When you combine all of this, the resultant state is that you find chaos in a country.
Opposition members of the National Assembly of the SDF and CDU parties say the CBDM government is seeking the extension solely to guarantee victory for the candidate of the ruling party at the presidential election scheduled for 2025. And no matter what is being said by both camps, there is an overwhelming yearning both in the National Assembly and a cross-section of political actors in Cameroon in favor of the extension to give more room for the organization of credible and fair elections in 2025 and 2026, given the huge resources needed.
Dickie Julius, as the people's representatives seek to extend the term of office of the elected officials following the bill under scrutiny in Parliament, it remains a debate among politicians whether it is justifiable to do so. Rigobert Mania spoke with two politicians and compared this report.
The head of the United Socialist Democratic Party, Prince Ekoso, has labelled the extension of the term of office of elected officials in Cameroon as an attack on democracy and the constitution.
What is happening now is that the CPDM is continually trying to create a situation to perpetuate itself in power and to give no room for democracy in this country.
The coordinator of the Cameroon People's Democratic Movement Academy, Professor Ngolengole Philip, says the reading from Mr. Ekoso is simply wrong.
Of course, the opposition has the right to their own opinion and their own views, but the analysis is wrong. Our republic is a constitutional republic, and based on our constitution, the extension of the mandate of elected officials is in conformity with the law.
And while Professor Ngolengole defends the constitutionality of the extension, Mr. Ekoso says the CPDM fears outright defeat.
They are suffering from insecurity within the party because they are afraid that Cameroonians don't trust them enough to be able to give them the confidence to be able to manage the country. So they use unconventional means to be able to create a situation for them to get legitimacy.
And that very reading to Professor Ngolengole is still baseless.
The opposition has no way, objectively, of measuring the mood of the electorate at this time. I'm talking as a political scientist, not necessarily because I'm a militant of the CPDM. It is not possible for the opposition to arrogate to itself the analytical or scientific power to determine how the vote will go now, at the point that we are talking.
While MPs are finalizing the extension of the term of office of the elected officials following a bill tabled in Parliament, it remains a debate amongst politicians as to whether the extension is really justifiable.
Rigobert Maniar. In the following write-up, Albert Njembo deposits that the decision to extend the mandate of members of the National Assembly is not only backed by legal provisions, but also supported by the current realities of Cameroon.
It is first and foremost important to note that extending the term of office of members of the National Assembly falls in line with legal provisions, notably Article 15, Paragraph 4 of the Constitution of the Republic of Cameroon and Section 170 of the Electoral Code, which mandate the President of the Republic to do so in case of a crisis or where circumstances so warrant. Today, the circumstance is warranted by the need to lighten the electoral calendar, which normally would have provided for four major elections in Cameroon in 2025, the presidential, parliamentary and municipal, as well as the regional elections. The material organization of these elections are sensitive and complex and require the mobilization of important human resources and logistics. Such extension gives ELECA more time and space to ensure that the technical and operational procedures are carried out in a more serene manner, such that this does not put to doubt the credibility of the polls. Through the extension, government intends to avoid that the preparation of one election is not tangled in the build-up to another. Beyond this, organizing an election entails significant financial resources in this particularly difficult economic context, and 4 elections in a year would have made the task cumbersome and difficult for the government, especially looking at the fact that more financial resources would be needed in the northwest and southwest regions, which continue to face security challenges despite a commendable improvement of the situation.
Albert Njembonder. The 4 general committees of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie have been examining political, economic, education and social aspects that thwart the development of French-speaking countries. In separate committee halls, the close to 400 delegates deliberated on the causes of socio-political and cultural challenges. Esther Kima is on special assignment to Montreal, Canada.
The political crisis rocking the world over, with dissident voices taking precedence over democratic practices, came under scrutiny in the Committee on Politics. Attended by the senior vice presidents of the APF, Honorable Ilarion Etong, and Senator Itame Masoma of Cameroon, the lawmakers joined the committee's rapporteur, Senator Pierre Flambeau Gayab, to examine the political situation in French-speaking countries. At the Committee on Education and Communication, the worrying issue of the dissemination of misinformation and the protection of cultural heritage took center stage.
We want that the national and international community must do all the best to integrate all the young girls in the program of education.
We talk about misinformation in social media and the item that was returned back to Africa. This item was taken away by colonialists.
Legislation on the need to cater for children with special needs and the economic rebound of Africa were addressed.
We spoke about the strategies of the government to improve the life of Cameroonians, to improve our economy based on the port substitution policy.
We have shared a lot about the strategies of cooperation and the good practices in parliamentary environment.
Expected to present their findings and recommendations in Monday's plenary, the committees on politics, education, economic and parliamentary affairs are resolute on taking the Francophonie space to an enviable pedestal of economic cooperation, sustainable development and political stability.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. The Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development says the development of the rice subsector through the use of improved seeds will boost productivity and step up supplies of locally grown rice in Cameroon. Gabriel Mbairobe was speaking today at the signing ceremony of 2 memoranda of understanding between IRAD and the Rice Value Chain Development Project. Belinda Shaw presents the components of the project and the expected outcomes.
The main objective of the 2 memoranda of understanding for the Rice Value Chain Development Project is to contribute to rice self-sufficiency, enhance economic growth, and improve household incomes. More specifically, using the value chain development approach, the project should increase rice production and productivity, increase smallholder farmers' income, and reduce poverty and food insecurity. In addition, human, social, and institutional capacity for profitable rice production, processing, and marketing will be enhanced. There are 7 scopes within the Rice Value Chain Development Project, which will, among other things, bring about the development of 7,000 hectares of paddy field, improve access to the modern farm and post-harvest equipment, acquire basic seeds and complementary technologies through a partnership with IRAD and foreign donors. Over 200,000 farmers will benefit from the Rice Development Project. An estimated 250,000 jobs will be created, with an average income of small-scale farm producers increasing by 20%. Also, as part of the outcomes of the project, 550 kilometers of farm roads will be rehabilitated, with 58 storage facilities constructed to reduce post-harvest losses. The overall cost of the Islamic Development Bank project stands at a little over 127 billion CFA francs.
Belinda Show reporting. The Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairube, underlines the essence of the international cooperation in boosting productivity in the rice subsector. The following is an excerpt of his keynote address.
I'm convinced that the ongoing research in the field of rice cultivation will result in the provision of high-yielding varieties for our producer with up to 4 tons to red-fed rice and to 12 tons to irrigated rice. I hope that the cooperative ties that exist between Minader and Minzozi through Iran will further strengthen the rice subsector on behalf of the government of Cameroon. I would like to express my heartfelt gratitude to the Islamic Development Bank for its continued technical and financial support for our development project and programs.
The Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairube. Foreign delegations to take part at the 15th edition of the CEMAC Transborder Trade Fair have begun arriving in the South Regional Chief Town, Ebolova. Organizers of the one-week economic exchange platform say all is set for the event that seeks to encourage women entrepreneurs and promote the free circulation of goods within the African continental free trade area. Details with Clarence Aze.
Over 70 attractive exhibition stands have already been mounted at the Trade Fair Village at Nkovo Sports Complex. Carpenters at the site are busy nailing makeshift tables on which participants will showcase their products, services, and brands to visitors.
I'm trying to make sure that everybody has good tables to place their goods.
We are going to start sales tomorrow. All the countries who came are going to expose their goods. We have so many types of goods here, dresses, artwork, chairs, cosmetic products.
Several participants, a good number of them from Chad, are already present and upbeat to market their goods. Organizers of the trade show that will run till July 21st say all is set. Late Jean Daniel is the president of the Network of Central Africa Active Women, REFAC.
We have started registering the entrepreneurs and we are very happy to host this event in Ebolova because of more visibility, and also we have this advocacy we are making for free trade and mostly free movement in ECAS and CEMAC zone.
Over 300 participants have already booked a place to be part of the Continental Business Rendezvous. Clarence Aze reporting for CRTV News in Ebolova.
In religion, over 100 Muslim pilgrims from the West region who took part in the 2024 Hajj in Saudi Arabia have returned to their region of origin after close to 1 month at the pilgrimage. They were received at the Bamungum Airport in Bafassam by family members, friends, and administrative officials of the region, led by Governor Awa Fonka Augustine. Details with our West Regional Correspondent, Isaac Ngonkum.
Allah be praised. The Hajj contingent from the West region of Cameroon, who sojourned in the holy lands of Mecca and Medina for the 2024 Hajj, is back. The over 100 pilgrims on board Cameco Boeing 737 were received at the Bamungum Airport in Bafusam Monday by the West Regional Governor Awa Fonka Augustine.
We are happy that all of them that went have returned safely. I want to thank government for having accompanied them.
The pilgrims say the one-month pilgrimage availed them the opportunity to discover new places and pray for home country. Words of gratitude to President Paul Biya and prayers for long life flowed like a river. Family members and friends of the returnee pilgrims were filled with joy and gratitude to Allah for bringing back their loved ones safe and sound. Isaac Ngonkum, CRTV News, Bafusam.
And on to sports, the Nambudo team of Cameroon won the African Nambudo Championship yesterday, bagging a total of 22 medals, 20 in gold and 2 in silver. They were followed by Senegal with 11 medals, 2 in gold, 7 silver and 2 bronze in the championship that witnessed the participation of 12 countries. Details with Harrison Ashutiko.
All the 22 Nambudukas who represented Cameroon at the just-ended African Nambudu Championship in Yaoundé grabbed a medal.
Master Lieutenant Domo Black Belt, 4 Dan of Nambudu. We won the African Championship difficulties for the simple reason that countries such as Senegal, Chad, Ivory Coast are starting to have athletes in all categories. This was one of the best African Nambudu competitions.
According to the national coach, Celestine Tamelo Simo, they were determined to win only gold medals. With 20 in gold and 2 in silver, the Nambudu team of Cameroon were crowned African champions for the fifth time in a row. Senegal occupied the second position in the 12-nation championship with 11 medals won, 2 gold, 7 silver and 2 bronze. They were followed by Chad with 10 medals, 4 silver and 6 bronze. The next edition of the African Nambudu Championship will take place in Morocco.
Before we end CRTV's afternoon edition, once again the main points. The extension of the term of office of members of the National Assembly has preoccupied cabinet members who met in an emergency meeting today under the chair of Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Guittet. The Prime Minister of France, Gabriel Attal, resigns, but President Emmanuel Macron pleads with him to stay on a little longer for a smooth transition after the parliamentary elections. Cameroon backs home 22 medals to win the African Nambudu Championship for the fifth time. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka.